Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Mauricio, Alejandro, y Juan, and Juan. In a few minutes, I will have the great honor of ordaining you to take your place in the care of Jesus' flock, to whose call you have responded with love and courage. And you already know that to be good shepherds, you must be willing to face adversity and even die for the sheep. Like him whose alter ego, alter Christus, we have become. This imagery works when speaking about our work of guiding the flock. But it does not work when we focus on the behavior of the sheep. Real sheep, the four-legged kind, are not too bright. And you need to prod them and goad them to keep them going in the right direction. But the people you will serve as priests are not stupid sheep. God has blessed them with many gifts of intellect, many talents that you and I don't have. And he has also blessed them with a sincere commitment to Jesus and to his church. They are our co-workers in the vineyard. So as you begin your priestly ministry, I urge you to reverence the people you serve. Indeed, you will serve them best by empowering people to contribute their gifts, placing yourself at their service, not the other way around. The church in Arkansas needs priests who lead by example, who revere the spiritual and material gifts of those Jesus sends us to serve. Our church should be characterized by collegiality, not coercion, by intelligent discourse, not edicts from on high, of ideas and values, not just legal rules. 99% of the time, your ministry will require you to lead, but not compel, to inspire and not shame, to encourage the sheep instead of rebuking them, and hopefully that rare 1% of the time when rebuking is needed will not arise because people know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love them and revere them. Love manifests itself in many ways. One is by treating others with compassion and not judging them or their motives, especially in those upsetting moments when we are confronted with regrettable circumstances. Love also manifests itself in the way we see and revere Christ in those we serve, especially in those high maintenance sheep present in every parish. Those who are poor materially or spiritually. Those who are infirm physically or mentally. Those with special spiritual needs. This becomes easier the more we recognize that we too have special needs, that we too are in some ways poor and infirm. But for the grace of God, there go I. Here in Arkansas, our love manifests itself also in the welcome we give to the strangers among us, especially recent immigrants whose difficult circumstances you know very well. This is especially evident today, as for the very first time in the history of the Diocese of Little Rock, we ordain 3 Hispanics to the priesthood in a single ceremony. Indeed, prior to today, we have only ordained 2 other Hispanics. But even so, I will not ordain anyone to the priesthood or the diaconate, Hispanic or Anglo, to serve only half our people. So with generous love, you have done all in your power to prepare yourselves to serve everyone. An important part of your work will be to foster understanding, love, and respect among all those whom Jesus entrusts to your care. Our diocese is a living mosaic of very diverse people of many ethnicities and several languages, sort of like a stained glass window whose beauty shines fully only when it is illuminated by the light of mutual love. When the variety of our cultures and races are allowed to show forth brilliantly. The 3 parishes in which you will begin your priestly ministry are excellent examples of this. Indeed, in today's Democrat Gazette, there is a very inspiring article about unity amid diversity at St. Raphael Parish in Springdale. The title of this article is My Church, Su Iglesia. As St. Benedict, in whose spirit you were formed so well at St. Minerad and earlier at St. Joseph in Covington, Louisiana, and at Subiaco, as St. Benedict says so well, you should arrange everything in such a way that the strong have something to strive for and the weak have nothing to fear. My brothers, with ordination, your life will change irrevocably, forever, in ways that you do not yet know, but which are according to God's will. As you begin this ministry today, I exhort you to revere Christ, who comes to you in the people you serve.